Podcast. I'm your host, Antonio Hicks, and today I'm joined with
Bryson McLeod
and Trion McFarlane.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. And if you don't 5-star rate, you're a hater. So, to the catch up on your weekend, bro. So, like, how was y'all guys' weekend? Starting with you, Trion.
My weekend was great. I didn't do much. Well, we had a tournament Saturday.
How was the tournament?
It was good. It went smooth. We won. We played Lancaster.
What, like were they good or no?
That was all right. We didn't play our best game, so it was a little tough.
Yeah, tournaments, y'all don't, I wouldn't want to say take it serious, but, like, it's not, like, you know, something to y'all, really. Yeah. It's just like a practice almost.
Facts. That's so.
What about you, Bryson?
I ain't going to count. All I've
been No. Hold on. Stop. So, like, you new to the podcast, so what grade are you in? Let's start with that.
I'm in 12th grade.
How old are you?
17.
What sports do you play?
Play football.
That's what's up. So let's get into your weekend review. So how was your weekend?
To be real, I haven't been doing nothing but just sitting at home playing a game.
No life
on 2K, bro. I'm not a no life, bro.
Nah, you a no life dude, bro? Like, you just been sitting on your tail playing 2K. That's it.
And grinding on YouTube. That's
go
not a no life.
Took some grass.
I'm in the house grinding on 2K. I'm sorry.
But my weekend was good. Spent some time with some friends. So they went out to eat with them, and yeah, that's just about it. Watched some football. I forgot who I watched. Oh, it was San Francisco. I watched them. And
best team in the nation. You know what I'm saying?
Trashiest team. But
bro, we just smacked the Cowboys, my boy.
They are trash, dude.
Oh, like, but are we going on to beat Green Bay? Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever. And now it's time for Bryson to do the thingy, so go ahead.
And now it's time for the Red Fox Week in Review. Brought to you by Carolina Pines Regional Medical Center. From routine checkups to complex state-of-the-art surgery, Carolina Pines Regional Medical Center wants to be your healthcare provider of choice. Now it's time for the boys' basketball. This past Friday, the boys' basketball team played Darlington Falcons at home, making this their fifth region game. The boys played well on both defense and offense, but particularly better on defense. Foxes taking another win, 64-62. The player of the game was DeAndre Huggins, 8 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 steal. The boys went on the road to play North Myrtle Beach this past Wednesday. After a physical, hard-fought game, the Foxes came out victorious over North Myrtle Beach, 52-41. The Foxes were led by Cameron Foreman and DeAndre Huggins, who had 14 points, Jamari Briggs, who had 13 points, Xavier Robinson, who had 6 points, Shaquan Pendergrass, and Trion McFarlane, who had 2 points apiece. Due to the weather, the Foxes will travel to West Florence on Wednesday.
And now time for girls basketball. Last week, the Lady Foxes were on the road to play North Myrtle Beach at Little River to play for a region game. They played good on defense, but didn't do well on offense. The score was 34-23, leaving the North Myrtle Beach with the win. This Thursday, they will be playing West Florence at the home of the Red Foxes. Good luck, Foxes.
And that's our Red Fox Week in Review.
And now it's time for the Red Fox Guest of the Week, brought to you by Alloway Printing. At the Alloway Printing, we specialize in bringing your vision to life with your print needs. What do you want to say through the print media? Call us, email us to get started.
Today, we would like to introduce to the podcast Hartsville High School baseball coach, Coach Ganey.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the invite. Man?
How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. Everybody's staring at the weather, seeing what's going to happen. And we all feel like weather forecasters here.
Yeah. What you feel like is going to be tomorrow? You think it's going to be like snow or just ice?
Don't we all wish we could get paid like weathermen, be right about half the time and wrong half the time and still get paid? Who knows?
Yeah, same. We're going to start you off with some icebreaker questions. And the first one is, what's your favorite baseball team?
Oh, man. Cincinnati Reds. I grew up with fan of the Big Red Machine back in the days of Pete Rose and Johnny Bench. And I've always been a huge Cincinnati Reds fan.
That's what's up.
Of course, we haven't won anything in a while, so that makes you a true fan.
When you
ain't won anything in a while, and you still
You ain't no bandwagon.
There you go. No bandwagon here.
If you all had to pick one food to eat for the rest of your life, what will it be?
What my daughter want me to say, what I want to say. I gotta go ribeye, man. You know, that's good old steak. Yeah. Grilled on my grill at the house.
Ribeye.
Yeah. Do you like the weather, hot or cold?
Can I get a halfway in between? You know, it gets cold sometimes at Kellytown, and it gets hot sometimes. But I'm going with the, you know, late fall, long-sleeve shirt. Yeah. Don't need a big jacket and stuff like that.
You ain't sweating bullets and
nothing. Yeah, the perfect is, like, shorts and a long-sleeve shirt. That's like, the best weather. Yeah.
I feel it.
If you had the power to time travel, what year would you go back to?
Oh, man. I got a wife. I can't answer this one.
Uh-oh.
Let's say you know, that's a tough question. You always want to think about going back somewhere and doing something different. And I might, when you get old, you kind of center yourself around going back to dates when you people you miss. You know, I miss my dad and stuff like that. So I'd like to go back and know what I know now and go back to doctor and get to go through what you guys go through at high school.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there'll be some different stuff going on. But, I can't pinpoint a specific year. But I did enjoy my high school days and my college days. Those were fun.
Yeah, those were the best.
Ain't nothing like the present either.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite cartoon?
Favorite cartoon?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I'm going to date myself when I go like the old Roadrunner and Yosemite Sam and those guys, y'all don't even know that stuff.
Oh, that's the old classic Looney Tunes, right?
Every time you see a rock and an X, you know, when you nowadays with COVID, you walk in the grocery store and you see the X on the store.
Yeah.
I ain't riding there because I know there's a rock or something.
Or
an
anvil or something.
There you go, acne.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of classes, though. You got Scooby-Doo. You got
Scooby-Doo, my favorite.
Dexter's Laboratory, all that other stuff. Hey, Arnold. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like the old Bugs Bunny and the Roadrunner.
Yeah. Old school.
All right. If you had one car to pick to drive for the rest of your life, what car would it be?
A car?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Got some tough ones.
It could be a car and a truck.
Yeah,
A car or a truck.
I'm a truck guy. I've had a truck since the day I could afford to buy myself one. You know, they got these new trucks now, and it's about like buying a small house.
But
there's some sweet. I had a buddy of mine that had one that's like riding around in a living room. So things are nice. That's kind of beast of the old one I got, an old 07 Dodge. But I have to go with truck, you know, Corvette or something like that would be nice. But, you know, I'm a big guy. You can't get in and out of a Corvette. So I take a brand-new Dodge Ram. That would be nice.
That's what's up. Do you like sour or sweet?
Sour.
Sour? Hold on. You say you like sour?
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
When I'm going to that school store, I'll be telling you to choose between salty or sweet, and you be choosing sweet.
Well, see, I'm real limited what I can sell in the store.
You're right.
Yeah, I'd have to go sour. I'm up lemons, lime, stuff like that.
Yeah. And time for the real interview questions.
Real stuff now. Okay.
So, where are you originally from?
Right here, all my life. Born and raised in Hartsville, South Carolina.
How did you like it?
Love it, man. There's no, when I seen your message back, come talk about Hartsville. I said, man, you're talking about one of my favorite subjects, just because. And I was about like you guys. You know, I was in college, in high school. You know, I got to get out of this place. And I got out of this place, went to college, and found myself right back here. This is home. It's always been home. I am a Hartsville fanatic.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Did you play any sports growing up?
Yeah. Baseball, football. That was the two. Football got me a college scholarship. So, I mean, that's love baseball, love football. Back in the old days, we wore real helmets. We didn't wear the leather things like y'all like to pick on us about. But, football and baseball was the two, you know.
That's basically the main two nowadays, too, also.
What college do you attend? How many years do you go there?
Ooh, went to Wofford College. Like I said, went there on a football scholarship. Embarrassed to say I went 4.5 years. Had to have that extra half. They had this thing called Calculus 2.
Yeah.
And it kind of tripped me up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed college, so I went an extra half a year. We'll say it that way.
Man, I tried to shoot my shot with Wofford. Man, they still ain't text me back yet.
At Wofford?
Yeah.
That's a great school. I'm going to tell you, when you go to Wofford, though, you better be ready to study.
Oh, yeah.
They showed me that my freshman year. You go study. That is an academic school.
Yeah. All I think about college is Parties, man. I ain't gonna lie. That's the only thing
I think about. Oh, yeah, you gotta go for the experience. You gotta go for the experience.
Yeah, that's just the whole experience. Like I said, my problem was Wofford was too close to Clemson. And I had a, man, I'm not a Clemson fan. Don't tell nobody that. But I had a bunch of friends that went there. And then my best friend was at PC. So I spent a lot of time on I-26 and I-85 visiting places, seeing my buddies.
So you say you played football there when you went?
I did.
How did you like it? Like, was it?
It was different. And I heard you guys talking about earlier. When you play high school ball, and then when you get, and I was okay, I guess, pretty decent. But then you get up there, and everybody is. It's just another. It's nothing. It's another step. Yeah. And everybody was. Even at small. At that time, NAIA Wofford. Because we played, the VMIs, we played the Western Carolinas and the Citadels and the small college, but everybody's that really good athlete. And if you turn your head, they'll knock your head off. It was just a different level, but I enjoyed it. The practices, nothing like we had when I was in high school. It was an easier lifestyle kind of, I guess, as far as the practice routine and stuff. It was fun.
So you said college practice more easy than all football, because I be seeing people.
I don't know about you guys nowadays now, because I coached football for a little while I'm with Coach Calabrese, but you can ask anybody the practices back in the day. You can tell you, it was a little different. coaches then could do a little things to you that they can't do nowadays.
Yeah,
you got
lunatic. Kuntz bringing back old stuff, doing old, like the old.
Look, Coach Kuntz is from the old days. He knows how it used to be.
Yeah, too low. I be getting racked.
Yeah, my funny story with that is when our first year of coaching football, I was going out for that first morning, and I'm like, man, I'm going. I was with Coach Lineberger at that time. And he goes, all right, and we walk into the practice field. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go, new brand new coach. And he goes, all right. And you had to understand how Coach Lineberger was, that big old chew in the back of his mouth. All right, I'm going to tell you right now, you can't do these boys like we used to do you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, you can't put your hands on them. You can't grab them and twist their face mask and all that. I said, oh, man, you just ruined my whole day. That was going to be the first 5 minutes of practice right there doing that stuff. So.
Damn, I'm glad I wasn't back then. That would've been crazy.
All right, do you like being the Hartsville High varsity baseball coach?
Oh, I love it. Being around the guys and being in the competition, and it's hard to explain. You play sports, you understand, but I guess when you can't do it anymore, and I loved being an athlete, and I love playing sports. I guess when you can't do it anymore, your next step is to be a coach, and still get to be in the game and still get to feel that adrenaline rush. We feel it too, just like you guys do when y'all take the court or y'all take the field. We feel the same thing. And we get butterflies and we get nervous and we do all the same things you do. But we have to rely on you guys to perform like we want you to. And we all just sit back and hopefully we told you the right things to do.
Yeah, like it was Northmore the Beach game. We play them at their place.
Oh, man.
And Cam struck out a batter and he got hyped. That hyped me up.
Oh yeah, we feel those moments too. We're not robots. Yeah. We feel those moments too. But as a coach, you kind of have to be try to keep a level head and not get too up, too down, and try to keep y'all from being too up or too down too. So,
what do you do in your free time? How do you spend time with your family?
Free time as a coach? What is that supposed to be? I got you. I have a great family. Have a great wife. Have a great son. I love to cook. I do a lot of cooking. I do a little catering sometimes. Love sports. Again, we're talking about that bandwagon thing. I have a lifelong Georgia Bulldog fan, so go Dogs. I enjoy watching college football, hanging out with my friends. I got friends that I've had since high school, so and that's the ones I hang out with now. So, love watching football, love watching sports, love to cook, hang out, have people over, and just chill, do things like that. So,
were you hyped when Georgia won?
Oh man, I'm not superstitious or anything, but I change shirts at halftime. Just to make sure, you know, it worked. I had that shirt on when we beat Michigan, so I figured, you know, what the heck, I'd put it back on again. So.
Yeah, I feel you. Because, you know, like, when Alabama's, you know, going back and forth to the championship, you know, I mean, you ain't got no choice but to let another team win it, and you come back, you know, the next year.
Hey, we set Alabama up just like we wanted them. We let them win the championship to get in so we could get them back. So that's all I'm going to say about
it. You know, you salty. You Alabama fan. You salty. Took
Oregon,
your L.
Oregon was top five and still didn't win nowhere.
Oh, beats me. But you home without a ring.
we'll take it any way we can get. I know Alabama had a lot of kids out. But, hey, still counts. Work your backups.
What is your plan for this year's baseball season?
Hey, it's going to – first of all, I want to get a whole season in. The last 2 years has been probably – I tell everybody now, my worst moment in my coaching career was last year. And when I had to – we were on the way to airport to beat those guys, hopefully, and our season got canceled. And that is still I still get emotional. Because I'd had some kids on that team that I'd had been on varsity since the eighth grade. And to see their season end like that was, man, I'm telling you, it was heartbreaking. And y'all know those guys, OT and DP and Shawnee and all them, man. Those kids were – it's going to be hard making out a lineup this year without putting those names on there. So, first of all, I want to get a whole year in. Yeah. I want to do that. I want to get a shot. Last 2 years, we ain't had a shot. This year, I want to play it out. I want to see the whole thing unfold and just see what happens and have fun along the way, man. It's just, again, field of competition, play the game, see them guys put on them. Ain't nothing better than putting on a Hartsville uniform and representing this town. That's a great thing.
If you had one quote to use for the rest of your life, what would it be?
A quote?
Yes, sir.
I'd have to – there's a quote by Bobby Richardson, which is an old-time Yankee baseball player, that says it's a quote about God and about religion, saying, you know, that it's all about him. And for some reason, I guess y'all got me on the spot. I can't remember the exact quote. But it's on the bottom of my emails, you know, and it's all about him. So, you know, I love by – I am a Christian. I'm not afraid to admit that. And it all goes through him. So, I guess it'd have to be that quote by Bobby Richardson. I wish I could come back and ring, but as soon as I leave here, I'll remember exactly what it is. But it's all about him. So that's the way we try to do it.
What do you want to tell the Hartsville High community?
I don't think there's much I could tell them that they don't know. I love this town. I love this community. I love being a part of trying to lead the baseball program as good as I can. I love being at this school. I have had, you know, I've been here for over 20 years at this same school. And I've had opportunities to go other places, you know, because the coaching and teaching profession kind of lends that to you sometimes. But never had any desire to leave. I'm very loyal to this community. I owe this community a lot. Without this school and this athletic department, my family would never been able to afford to send me to college. So I owe them a lot. So dang, I'm very loyal to this community and very supportive of everything that goes on.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Shout-outs? Oh, man. I could go with a list of things. There's been my wife is the one, she's my biggest fan. Can't do nothing without her. So, but I've had a lot of people that's, you know, influenced me along the way. My guys that I coach with, Coach Calabrese, I coached with Coach Calabrese for a little while. Still really good friends, Coach Calabrese. He's a good friend. Hey, we lean in on each other a lot with the wins and the losses. Jimmy White's old mentor, coach of mine. Coach Lewis, y'all call him Mr. Lewis, I guess, but he's been a big part of my life. We coached together. Matter of fact, when I was coaching with him, the baseball won the last state championship. So he done it the right way. He won it and rode off into the sunset as winning champ. So a lot of shout outs. My dad made me the man I am today. I miss him every day. So a lot of, you know, I'm sure I'm going to leave out a lot of people. But those guys that influence the way you coach, influence the way you view life, the way you handle people. Those are the people you got to shout out to.
Well, we appreciate you being on this podcast. We hope to see you in the future.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all inviting me. And anytime you get a chance to talk about Hartsville and Hartsville High School, I'm all in. So let's do it.
Today we got a guest with us, Zaki Knox. We finna be talking about ball talk. So, Zaki, tell us what grade you in, bro.
Come
on. Talk to us.
I'm a senior.
12th grade.
How old you is, bro?
17, man.
17. What sports you play, man? Obviously, basketball.
I only play basketball. That's what's up. I'm a state of my sport.
So, how do you feel about the season from here on out?
Right now I'm feeling real good. I'm just ready to come back, you know. 6-0 in the region. That's what's up. Looking forward to winning the next game, man.
So, you know, that little knee injury, did you really get hurt during that Darlington game? Tell me, how did that go?
Yeah, man. Everybody trying to say I faked the injury. I ain't really faked the injury, man.
You was walking just fine the next day, bro. You was pimp walking.
You seen me walking with the limp.
You was skipping through the hallway. I ain't gonna count. I seen you.
What you say, question?
You was skipping through the hallway.
No, I was not.
Let me tell Coach you faking injuries, bro. Trying to skip practice.
Walking like an old man out there.
Man, Coach got you running those sprints, honey. I know.
Mm-hmm. On a scale of 1 to 10, on that when you got hurt, how much pain do you have?
Well, the first time, I said about like a 5, but then when I got up, I felt real good again. So then, I ain't gonna lie, the second time, that was about a high 8. Then I thought I could be able to get back in again, but once Coach E called timeout, I got off the bench. I was like, nah.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I can't do it no more.
I thought you was done for the season.
Me too.
Real.
Yeah.
When y'all played against Darlington, like, and that game was close, like, what was y'all thinking? Because them... It was that one dude with that fro. He can really shoot. If you left him open, he would have made it. So, like.
Well, our biggest thing, all we had to do was really stop him. And, like, because that was our main focus. Like, we know the other boys, I wouldn't say they wasn't doing nothing, but our main focus was on Kwali. Because he was scoring, like, most of the points. I believe he had, like, 20-something, 25.
Yeah.
Something like that. And, yeah, we just had a step on defense. We stepped up too late. And, like, we just played down to our competition.
Yep. That's what made it to an overtime game.
That's a good way to execute, bro. When your boys started clapping up on D,
yeah,
boys can do nothing.
That's
bro.
Our thing. Defense wins the game.
Offense. Yep. Like Coach E say. But what is the toughest game you played so far this season, and what is tough about the game?
I believe my best game, the team.
Like, what's the toughest? Team
I would say. Well, a lot of people thought it was gonna be Wes Smarts, but. How that went?
Yeah,
I know how that went though. But I ain't gonna brag or nothing like that. No. But I believe North Myrtle Beach, even though I ain't play.
Yeah.
But I just feel like we just let the refs get to us, like in the first half. But once Coach E had a little talk with him in halftime in the locker room, them boys turned around, started playing like they always play. You know.
Bro, have you ever noticed something, bro? At halftime, like. During every game, bro, halftime, bro, no matter if we up or down, we always get fussed at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Coach, he expect more, man.
He just expect more, man.
Yeah. And I realized that. That one made me love basketball more, if you want to be honest.
Yeah.
Because he keep pushing us.
Gotta take criticism sometimes, man, even if you're doing good.
So, another thing I heard is that you like a big talker to the team. Like, you get them hyped up. So, like, say y'all down, you would be like, come on, y'all
boys is – I got to, because them boys got to have support sometimes. Like, sometimes it always got to be that one person to say something. And then it's like, it clicking their head, that little light switch, off. You know, yeah.
How do you feel about the West Florence game coming up?
I feel like we got to go out there and compete, man. It's going to be a real tough one because we got to go on the road. You know, most of our next games and stuff like that, we're on the road. We got to play most of our home games.
Yeah.
Got to bring our own energy.
Yeah.
No, I'm pulling up to the game. So
we need a whole student session.
Listen, you know how Coach E said we need that student session?
Yeah.
Yes, bro. We need nothing like that, man.
We want to make it feel like we home.
Yeah. Them boys already talking stuff after that Wilson game.
Yeah, we're going to let our game talk, though.
Heck yeah. I don't know how y'all do it, bro. Cause them boys be so tall, bro. They be looking down on me.
Height don't matter.
Yeah, that was
weight, height don't matter.
Oh yeah, you right. So you telling me I could grab the ball and dunk from the free throw line?
If you got the ability,
yeah. look at AC if you Florida, can do all it. Them boys is tall, bro. Yes, taller than Zaki, taller than Trion, taller than Cam. And look what they did.
Still most definitely won. Taller than Barsha.
But listen, the good thing about somebody playing being taller than you in basketball though is when you playing defense, bro. Like me and Zaki, yeah. We play defense, bro. Like we be all over that.
Oh yeah.
Because when they dribble, bro, and they taller than us, the ball is like our in speed, our face. Like, and we got quicker speed than them.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a question for you though. Who got better defense?
Me, bro. We know this.
You think you got better defense than me?
We know this.
Dang.
Hey, we ain't gonna talk about practice though. We ain't gonna talk about practice.
That's the big man.
We ain't gonna talk about practice.
Cause y'all boys know. I know. Dang. You know, in practice, I be going stupid.
Not on me.
Coach, he won't let me guard you. You know, I like you.
He know the deal. He know the deal.
Let me find out. You scared to get guard by?
I know you ain't getting clamped.
No, by who? Trion?
He boxed.
By Trion?
Oh.
He think it's football. This ain't football. He be grabbing my jersey. Bro, like, get off me. Get off me, man.
You'll be on the fast break.
You try to grab your jersey. Oh, what you grabbing people for?
He think I'm going to see if he corner. No. Hey, Amir, you burnt.
Oh, stop, bro. All right.
How do you feel about our chances to go into Lower State?
That's our chances very high. But I wouldn't look that far yet. You know, game by game, like Coach G say, step by step. Can't skip a step. You're going to fall, man. So right now, we just focus on West Florence.
If you want to be real, bro, I think once, like, if we win, not trying to, like, predict it or whatever, but if we win a region, I got a feeling that everybody will be, like, down talking on us and, like, say we did this and we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I ain't going to lie. They say y'all got something to prove, but, like, y'all boys been talented, bro. Like, they talking about some Trey and Cesar Ledge, y'all boys. But, nah, y'all boys, y'all don't have them. And look what y'all doing. Y'all undefeated right now. So, like, it's, like, really, crazy, bro.
They really paint a picture on us to make it look like we needed this person, that person.
Yeah.
Like, right now, like, back then, they said that we needed Trey. And then once he left, they said we need Cesar.
We need
Cesar. And then since Cesar left, now they saying we need Jamari. And I don't doubt it now, but I don't doubt them, but they like that.
Yeah.
But it's a team sport. Like, you can't do it by yourself. Like, one time I know Trey had, like, I forgot what it was, like, 60 points.
60 points, yeah.
They still lost. He can't do it by himself because the other team that show up, like, the other, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, y'all but, boys, this shit, y'all boys showing up, ain't gonna
lie. Yeah, and no matter, like, they try to focus on our key players. Yeah. Like, you know how they was leaving you out and everything?
Yeah.
They weren't, bro, they was worried about Jamari, Tristan, DeAndre, and Cam. Left him out.
It's our time to step up. Like, Trion had, like, what it was that South Florence game when we had went there?
Yeah.
They had, they were worried about Cam and Dre and Jamar, not knowing Trion had the ability to score, too.
Yeah.
I think how much we had, like, 14, something like that?
Dang.
Had double digits. Easy.
I ain't knew that.
Okay.
And it wasn't like it was wide open points. It was, like, man on man.
Yeah.
Like, contested. High scoring.
Dang. Oh, he's talking contested.
I mean, he really could have done it, though.
I could have had, like,
are you got
you know, he's soft.
No. Start dunking, dude.
I think he need a football now.
The thing is, bro.
Or you got to get the crowd in, bro.
It's the thing is, bro, is I don't want to try to dunk and then miss, and then I get taken out of the game.
But look, you got to understand, if you trying to dunk on somebody, that's different if you miss it.
Yeah.
If you dunking, trying to dunk, and you miss a wide open dunk, then that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, we on you if you miss a wide open, bro.
All right, next game. All right, if I get wide open, I'll dunk it. All right, bet.
And if you don't, you owe me.
I bet. Five.
What game did you have your best game during the season?
I believe my best game was probably versus Wilson.
Yeah.
You know, I came back from my injury, from my knee. And I went scared, but I was just nervous messing up my knee again. But you see how that went out.
You know?
They was focused on the other players, so I just had to do me.
Is you good now?
Nah, not right now. My knee messed back up versus Dollison.
So you won't be back with
this one? To be honest, I don't know yet.
Dang, bro.
I'm waiting on my knee.
We got Trion.
Yeah,
that's like
step up.
Yeah. Yep.
Then the bench, you got to be ready.
Yep. Them boys stepped up last night. Yeah, them boys stepped up last night. I ain't gonna lie.
Them boys stepped up last night, though. What made me proud, boy. Yeah. Might made me cry.
Then we had them boys on the bench. Yeah. Trolling. That jump is funny.
Them boys try to troll us, man. We don't let nobody get to our head. We the real troll king.
He talking troll king. Nah, that is true, though, bro. We the real trolls, though.
All right, what's your favorite play to run during the game?
I'm going to keep it simple. My favorite one is open. Because, you know, it's like, it's not an ISO play, but basically you get your chance to go one-on-one. But if you don't have it, you get a driving kick in every place. So, yeah, that's my favorite one.
I like that, too. Could that give you the, like, they playing all on you. And then you drive and kick me, and I drive and kick. Then, bro, that's leave. Say Cam come down the lane. Come on. It's a dump off.
That right.
How do you feel about the height of Wilson game?
The Wilson or the
Wilson game? Wilson. Coming up. Upcoming.
Oh, you talking about when we go there?
Yeah.
I want to feel no type of way right now, because, you know, that way down the road. We don't play them next week, not tomorrow, nothing like that. But once we do play them, I'm just going out there to win, you know.
I feel it.
Oh. So we appreciate you having you on the podcast. We hope to see you in the future, bro.
Anytime.
Is there any shout-outs you got, bro?
Shout-out all my teammates, my family, my supporters. Shout out all of them. Thanks for being there.
I feel you.
All right. Family first.
All right. Thank you for listening once again. All right. Well, you can cut that up. So, Triana, you got any shout outs, bro?
I got a shout out. Zaki, Coach Ganey here earlier. Got a shout out to y'all boys, my family. No.
What about you, Bryson McCloud, AKA YB?
Facts. I got a shout-out to my family. I got a shout-out to the basketball team. And most importantly, I got a shout-out to YoungBoy. You know what I'm saying? Best rapper of all time. Greatest rapper of all time. Hey, you want me to put you on the song, you can listen to Brighter Hook. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh, man. My shout-out for the day is going to be Claire. Because, you know, she didn't get my to get my earrings, you know. I'm kind of mad, so I'm shouting her out, because I still love her, but still, you know, on my earrings. But thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course the home of the Red Fox, HHSRedFox.com. I'm your host, Antonio Hicks, and today I'm joined with
Bryce McCloud
and Trion McFarland.
And we're out. Boom.
Thank you. Touchdown!
Yeah, good.
Oh, you heard that joke just now? You were listening just now?